to be hospitalised quite poorly. I had kidney failure and so on and so forth.
How old were you then?
I was about 18 at this time. In fact, I was 18. I remember I was in a hospital on my 18th birthday. And this is really where the turning point came for me. I met a girl who I'd been diagnosed with at the same time in the children's hospital. Only at the time I didn't realise we had the same diagnosis, because I didn't know what the diagnosis was. So we were both approaching our 18th birthday, but her bones were crumbling, her spine had started crumbling. She'd lost her sight, she'd lost kidney, she had massively reduced kidney function. She had major nerve damage and had to have half her foot amputated. And it frightened the life out of me. It frightened the living daylights out of me. And I set out then to actually find out what the hell is going on. What is wrong with me? And it was strange because once I'd made that decision, I then approached the nursing staff and the medical staff who laughed at me. Because by this time, I'd been diabetic for 11, 12 years. And I'm supposed to know this. And they laughed and told me I was being stupid. Don't ask them such stupid questions. And so I didn't. But I got books. I went to the library. I picked up any literature and every piece of literature I could find and actually read about it. And taught myself what was happening and actually found a regime that works for me. When I was 18, I was told the regime that I was using was bad and I should do it their way and not my way. And as a result, I didn't actually go to the hospital for about 15 years. And the understanding was when I needed them, I'd go. And when I went back after that time and went to see the nurses for a review, I was amazed to find that the regime I'd been following was the regime they were now telling people to use.
So describe it then.
I took the insulin as and when I felt I needed it. Really, I was guided by my body and still am to this day. These days it's a bit easier because obviously you can check blood sugars. But back in those days, I was guided very much by my body. If I wanted to eat, I would eat. I would take insulin. I used to take Actrapid and Ultralente. And I actually worked out that if I take the Actrapid after I've eaten, I feel better. And then take the Ultralente in the evening. And that's the regime that they actually use today. I remember turning to Malcolm and saying, well, look at that. You told me all those years ago I was wrong and I was going to be dead. And I'm still here. You know.